Thank you, Grover, and thanks to those of you that are in the audience for sticking it out here to the bitter end. It's kind of like I've known Grover since he was a graduate student at Purdue and I was an undergraduate. And then I've known Prakash since he was a graduate student with me at the University of Georgia. So if we're sticking it out to the bitter end, it's good to stick it out with friends that you've known for a long time. I'm going to change tactics here. We're going to go away from oil seeds a little bit. We're going to go to Waiuli. And I know most of you don't know much about Waiuli, so we'll give you a quick background on Waiuli. It is, we were in an earlier session today, it is a native to the North American continent, primarily to the Chihuahuan Desert, which is in north-central Mexico that extends into southwest Texas and also into southern New Mexico and Arizona. And we're interested in Waiuli for several things. It has several uses. Primarily in the past, it's been known as a source of latex that can be used for to make rubber tires. The latex is also hypoallergenic, so it has good uses for medical products such as surgical gloves, tubing, catheters, and all types of other latex things that occur in the medical business. It also produces a resin, which if I find, there it is. This is what it looks like when it's extracted. The resin has a very high energy value. It's very similar. In fact, it's a little bit higher than sunflower oil or soybean oil in its value for energy. The resin also can be used to impregnate wood products, such as it has been here, and make them termite resistant. So it has potential there in the wood industry also. And once you extract both the resin and the rubber, you're left with a woody bagasse that can be made into fuel pellets or composite boards, which have termite resistance. So it has a lot of uses and a lot of value. So why are we really interested in a domestic source of natural rubber? First, rubber is a very strategic raw material. It's been designated that way by the military and by the U.S. Congress. Right now, there are severe shortages predicted in the world supply of rubber, natural rubber, by 2020. The U.S. imports over 1.2 million metric tons per year of natural rubber. We import all of our natural rubber currently. We're now the second largest user in the world of natural rubber. We used to be number one, but China has surpassed us in this, and we're expected to fall to number three as India increases their use of natural rubber. Current supplies currently depend entirely on Hevea, or the Brazilian rubber tree, which has a very narrow genetic base. It's all the plantations are established by cloning, and most of these clones can all be traced back to three plants. Also, 72%, and currently I've seen a later figure that says this may be as high as 90% of the world production comes from three Southeastern Asian countries. And as these countries develop their economies, they're losing the workforce to go out and tap trees and collect resin. So they're replacing Hevea plantations now with oil palm plantations because they can get more for less labor out of oil palm than they can out of Hevea. So if we look at early production methods in Waiuli, it was primarily wild stands that were harvested. They were packed out by animal to a railroad site where they were baled, put on a rail car, and shipped to a production plant such as the one in the lower right-hand corner. However, our current Waiuli production methods now, we've become a little more modern. We transplant seedlings in the field. They require very little pesticides, need some herbicides when they're first established, but no insecticides or fungicides are used. Irrigation scheduling is very flexible. There's not a critical flowering time like there is with most crops that you must have water in order to have a yield. Mechanization can be done as far as harvesting. You can use cotton module builders to compress the plant and then a module hauler to haul it to market. And then this is a pilot plant of one of our commercial cooperators there in the lower right-hand side. So right now, currently, our cooperators are recommending to growers that they want to have a perennial plant, and they harvest the crop after 2 years of initial growth, and then every 2 years thereafter, they harvest the regrowth from that plant. But we've had some initial lab studies that showed that most of the rubber may be in the smaller and medium-sized branches. So we had the idea, well, what if we cut just the upper part of the plant where most of these smaller and medium-sized branches are? Maybe we can regrow the plant faster and get to an annual harvest, which would help the industry a lot better on cash flow and also help growers. So the objective of our study was to look at the yield of biomass, latex, rubber, and resin of 5 Waiuli lines that we harvested at 2 cutting heights and 4 harvesting schedules over a 3-year period. So we started out with 5 lines. AZ2 and AZ101 are rather large growing, fast growing lines. AZ1 and 11591 are more intermediate, and N93 is a more dwarf type plant. Then we looked at 2 harvest heights, the normal where we harvest 100% or almost 100% of the plant above ground, and one where we cut at 50% of the plant height. We had 4 harvest schedules, which I'll show you on the next slide, 4 replications, 1 meter by 4.3 meter plots, and we determined biomass, latex, rubber, and resin from all of these. Our 4 schedules, we divided into 8 treatments. We had the current recommendation of 100% of plant height at 2 and 4 years, which would be original plus 2 years of regrowth. Then we did a 50% plant height for that treatment. Then a 100% plant height where we did that initially at 2 years and then annually thereafter for the next 2 years. And then 50% following the same thing, allow 2 years of initial growth and then annually. And then to check for the 3-year growth harvest, we had 150%. And then as a check for the 4-year growth, we had 100% and 50% treatment for that. And this is what the field looked like after a harvest. The plants behind the pink flags were harvested at 50% of their height. Those in front of the pink flags and to the right of the pink flag, or to your left of the pink flags, were harvested at 100%. And after year 2, then, this is what the results look like. We had 2 treatments, both of them 1 and 3, that were harvested at 100% of plant height. Both of them had 2 years of original growth. As it was comforting to us with the variability in Waiuli that you get to see that they were fairly similar in their biomass, latex, and resin yields, a little bit of difference in the rubber yields, but still significantly higher than the 50%, and also the 50% treatments were very similar. So then what happens in year 3 when we harvest these treatments 3 and 4 again after just 1 year of regrowth versus if we'd waited and harvested at 3 years? And we find, as what we expected, 3 years of growth is a lot better than 1 year if you're looking at biomass. And this carries over then into the latex, rubber, and resin yields because the primary determination of those yields is the biomass that's there. And again, 100% was significantly higher than 50%. But really, what are you're looking at the total yields, the year 2 plus the year 3 for the first 2 treatments. So if we look at the totals, not a lot of significant difference between the 200% treatments nor between the 250% treatments. So not significantly better, but also not significantly worse if you want to harvest after 2 years and then again after 1 year. Then a similar type thing for year 4, where we have 2 years of regrowth. That's not quite as good as 4 years of original growth, and that's not near as good as the 1 year of regrowth for treatments 3 and 4. But when we look at the totals, again, the 100% treatments are all fairly similar. and the 50% treatments are all fairly similar. So it doesn't matter whether you harvest that plant biomass on an annual basis or whether you harvest it all at one time after 4 years of growth, you're going to end up with about the same amount of yield of everything. And also, we did not see an increase. Back up one here. Back up two. So let's go back to this one. If you look at the other thing that was interesting on year three was there was about the same amount of regrowth, whether it was harvested at 100% or 50%. So you end up not getting faster regrowth, which we were hoping for, and you don't get higher yields. So if we look at lines then, which is what another factor that we had, we didn't have any significant line by treatment interactions in the tests. So all the lines, even though they varied quite a bit in biomass, as you can see from here, AZ2 and AZ101, as we knew, were going to be a lot larger than AZ1 or N93 or 11591. We did have enough higher percentage of rubber in AZ1 that the latex yields were equivalent, even though the biomass was a little bit less for the first harvest. Similar results for year three. And then also for the totals across year three, whether they were harvested. And then year four. And then also the totals across the year fours, AZ2 and AZ101, again at the top, and AZ1 kind of in the middle, and N93 and 11591 at the bottom. So our conclusions then was harvesting at 100% after 4 years of growth gave us our highest yields. And AZ2, AZ101 were higher than AZ1. And 11591 and N93 for biomass, latex, rubber, and resin. Harvesting at 50% of plant height was not as good as harvesting at 100%. And the amount of regrowth was equal once they were harvested, whether they were harvested at 50% or 100% of plant height originally. So one of my friends, Mike Foster, who's recently retired from Texas A&M, gave me this question, shot of the bull, and he's standing in a Waiuli field. All that light green stuff that you see in the background there is a natural stand of Waiuli in Texas. So if there's any questions and we have time, I'll be glad to try to answer them. That's what we've decided, is that the more biomass we have, even though it might be slightly less in rubber or resin content, we're going to get higher yields. Prakash?
Did you say the concentration of resin is more in smaller branches and medium size?
That's what some of our preliminary results that Dennis Ray had done with one of his students was, that the concentration of rubber especially was higher in the smaller branches. So, but this work kind of shows that that's probably not 100% true.
Okay.